over on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the third and final hour on this Wednesday, April 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is fellow Patriot conservative defending mother, Katie Niss. She's running for the 103rd House District as a Republican in the upcoming primary on August 6th. She's also the former chair of the Grand Travers County Republican Party. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, Randy, it's good to see you. Here, good to talk to you again.
Yes, appreciate you coming on the show today. How is the campaign going?
It's going well. I have campaign signs, should be delivered tomorrow, and literature. My website is up and running, so then I'm out talking to people and going to different events. So it's been going great.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, speaking of different events, you guys there at the Grand Travers County Republican Party, first of all, I want to congratulate you on that space that you guys rented for your campaign headquarters for this election cycle. That is probably one of the nicest, best, largest, biggest headquarters I've ever seen for a Republican Party. Congratulations on getting that space.
Yeah, that is a fantastic space. And we're hosting all kinds of different events, which that space allows us to do that. I mean, everything from movie nights and forums and tech classes and Robert's Rules classes. And so we're really doing a lot to bring the community together.
Absolutely. Greatly appreciate you guys hosting us this past Saturday. Speaking of events, you have another one that's coming up.
Yeah, this Friday. So we're at the last push for that. It's our second annual 2A dinner and auction. It's this Friday night at 6:30 at the Blue Bridge Event Center. It's in Grand. The information for all of this can be found on our website, which is www.gtgop, so Grand Travers Grand Old Party, gtgop.org under the calendars tab is our 2A, and all of our information is there. It's our second annual, so we had it last year. It was a sold-out event. It was a fantastic event, and we're excited to have it again. So that is this Friday, so 2 days, so people have to get their tickets fast.
Now, one way of doing this is online, of course. That's the best way to do it. Are you also able to take people at the door if they show up on Friday?
Well, we would prefer people purchase their ticket online ahead of time so we can make sure we have dinner planned, because obviously we're providing dinner. So we want to make sure that we have that and we don't
have enough food for everybody.
Correct. Yep. And so to help make that push today, we are doing a one-day discount. So today only. If they purchase their tickets and they put in the code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, when they purchase their tickets, they'll get $10 off their tickets.
Okay, and what's the normal price?
$59. So if you purchase their tickets, it'll be $49 today. Yep.
Very good.
And we
Excellent.
Have some great auction items, some rifles, handguns, and then there's Patriot baskets, Trump swag, jewelry, all kinds of great stuff.
Okay, and again, this is going to be at the Cherryland Center right there on the corner, the northwest corner of Garfield and South Airport, the old Cherryland Mall.
It's, well, that's where our Action Center is. This event is actually at the Blue Bridge Event Center in Gran.
In Gran.
It's not at that.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Text me that address, and I'll get that announced out here in the second half. But sure. I did want to keep you on through the break if we can. One thing that we want to talk about is the keynote speaker that you have coming. We also want to talk about maybe some of the other folks that might be attending. I plan on getting my tickets. Again, that website you want people to go to?
www.gtgop.org under the calendar tab. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Calendar tab. Okay, I'm going to get my tickets. I plan on coming on Friday. This is going to be a big event, folks. We're going to talk to Katie Niss, after the break about the keynote speaker that they have lined up for this event. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Staying on through the break is Katie Niss, candidate running for the 103rd House District in the Republican primary here on August 6th. Katie, the event this Friday, first of all, back up. Where is it going to be held at?
The Blue Bridge Event Center in Gran.
In Gran. Okay. And what time do the doors open?
Doors will open at 6. The event starts at 6:30.
6:30. Excellent. Excellent. Vicky and I will be attending. I'll go online and buy our tickets today to help support you guys. And we would like to attend this event because primarily I'm interested in the keynote speaker. Who is it that you're having as your keynote speaker for this event on Friday night?
is former intelligence officer Captain Seth Keschel. And he is a great speaker. I met him at an American Alive tour a couple years ago, and he's been in Traverse City and has spoken towards election integrity. He has a website. It's capk.com that you can check out what he's been up to. But he is a national speaker and focuses on election integrity, but also gun rights and our Constitution. He's a great speaker, and he loves Traverse City, so he's happy to come back.
Good, good, good. Well, we appreciate him coming because I have listened to some of his interviews and podcasts and different things over the years, so I'm actually looking forward perhaps to meeting him. Do you plan on him taking any questions from the audience?
We hadn't planned for that, but we can. He has our keynote speaker, so I'm sure he'll probably address a lot of questions during his talk. But he'll be available during the event, during the dinner, and afterwards to talk
okay.
to people.
It's not one of these speakers that come in and gives their speech and then runs out the door.
Oh, no. He's staying for that day, and he'll be staying actually over into the next day. I have a campaign fundraising shooting event for my campaign in the 103rd the next day, and he's going to be staying over for that as well.
Good deal. Where's that event going to be at?
That's going to be in Lake Ann, and it's a marksmanship tournament, essentially. Be a lot of fun, and it'll be $45, and you can still register for that if you are interested in that. People need to email me on that one. I can get them the information.
Okay, very good. And do you have a direct email that people, I just got a text message, Sherry LeFave over in Onaway says, thank you, Katie, for all your hard work and for everything you're doing. But is there an email that they would send to request more information on the event?
Yeah, on that event, that would be KAT, so Katniss, K-N-I-S-S, my last name, at ProtonMail.com.
ProtonMail.
That's my campaign email. They can also contact me through my website, www.katieniss.com. That's my campaign website. So that's a separate event. That's the next day.
Next day on Saturday.
Yep, and so Seth Keschel is going to be in town for the day and be available to talk with people at the
Excellent.
The 2A dinner.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Very good, very good. So again, folks, if you want to attend this event on Friday night, today only, you can go to the website. And again, the website is thegrandtraversecountygop.org. And give the actual letters on that one, Katie.
Yep, GTGOP.
GTGOP.org. And click on the events calendar there, and that's where they'll find the link to buy the tickets. Normally $59, but if you put in the promo code or the box for a discount, put radio. For being on the show with us today, you'll get $10 off. It only costs you $49. So very good. We appreciate you coming on the show, Katie. Good luck. And we'll see you Friday night at your event.
Awesome. Very good. Look forward to seeing you, Randy. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So again, Katie Niss running for the 103rd House District, former chair of the Grand Traverse County Republicans. Putting together this Second Amendment Friday night event, as well as a event for her campaign on Saturday. So looking forward to being down there. Why don't you guys come join us? They're going to have a great dinner and listen to a great speaker. Find out more about election integrity and different things that he's been involved in across the country. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. So one point I do want to make, speaking of events, this is not this Friday, the 19th. We're going to be in Grand Traverse County for that event with Katie that she just spoke about. But a week from this Friday, you still have time to buy tickets to get a hold of Crawford County just text me the word Crawford, and I'll send you the flyer. This one is going to be the following Friday, next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, April 26th. I believe the doors open at 5 at Kirtland Community College in Grayling. It's right there off of I-75. You can see it right there near the 4 Mile Road exit. It's on the east side of I-75. That's where it's going to be at. And they're going to have Dr. David Clements. He is the person that produced the movie Let My People Go. Now, if you guys are into showing movies to your audience, I would highly, highly, highly recommend showing them Let My People Go. It's a great movie. He's going to be there. We also have a gentleman who was acquitted of the kidnap charges against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He'll be there. They've asked me to give a short talk about my speech. I've labeled it, I've named it County Strong. It's going to be a great event. That's going to be Friday night, April 26th, there at Kirtland College. So if you'd like the flyer on that, just text me Crawford. We're going to absolutely promote this event. We're excited about it. Another event that's coming up, Maswaukee County, May 9th. Just text me the word M for Maswaukee, and I'll send you the flyer on that one as well. They've asked me to come down and be their keynote speaker. So we'll be down in Maswaukee County with the Maswaukee County Republican Party on May 9th. That's going to be a fantastic event. They have multiple counties around Maswaukee that attends this event. Dare Rendon, her husband Bruce Rendon, former state representatives in Lansing, are leading the event, and we're really excited to be a part of that one. Also going to be part of the Presque County Republican Party. Their event is Saturday, May the 11th. You're hearing the commercials. Sherry LaFave out of Onaway's done that spot for us. That's going to be at the Posen Center in Posen, Michigan. You can give Darren Darga a phone call on that to buy your tickets ahead of time. It's Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Center. And the former founding member of Grand Funk Railroad Band, Mark Farner, Patriot rock star, he's going to be at that event, and we're excited, very excited to be a part of it. So again, text me PI for Presque Isle, M for Maswaukee, or Crawford for a week from Friday, this Friday, in Grayling for the Crawford County Republican event. We're excited to be a part of that one as well. Saturday, May 18th. Mackinac County Republicans are going to hold a Saturday morning rally. They're going to have candidates up there. They're excited about this event. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is coming. Other candidates are coming. It's going to be a big event, kind of a spring fling fundraiser event rally for the Mackinac County Republicans. That's going to be at Little Bear Arena. That's where we taught the Roberts Rules of Order class. Great venue. Love this venue. Folks, if you need a venue in the UP, I highly recommend Little Bear Arena there in St. Ignace. That's going to be a Saturday morning event on May 18th, starting at 9:30, going until 2 o'clock. Fantastic venue, fantastic event, and you can absolutely come and be a part of that. I'm not sure if there's a ticket price for admission. If you'd like to reach out to Lewis Hitz, he's running for county commissioner there in Mackinac County. You can reach out to Lou. I'm going to give out his phone number right now. You can get a hold of him. Also, I know there's others, Kathy Perry and others that you can reach out to. But give Lewis a call. He's a great guy, and thank him for running for county commissioner in Mackinac County. We are going to support his candidacy as well as the other candidates. His phone number for Lou is MACGOP. That phone number is 906-379-7264. As a matter of fact, if you'd like his contact information, just text me either MAC, M-A-C-K, or M-A-C for the MACGOP, or Lou. Just text me Lou, and I'll send you his screenshot of his phone number. That's going to be again on Saturday, May 18th. So lots of Republican County Party Reagan Day dinners, Lincoln Day dinners, Save Our Republic, all kinds of great events that are coming up. And starting kicking it off this Friday down in Grand Traverse County. Again, go to GT for Grand Traverse, GOP.org. Click on the calendar events and put in the discount code radio. And they'll give you $10 off the $59 ticket. Great dinner, great speaker. Looking forward to it this Friday. And then I'll be Friday, the following Friday, I'll be at the Grayling event for Crawford County. I'm going to be participating in that Reagan Day dinner on the Save Our Republic is what that is for Crawford County. And there with Dr. David Kometz and others, and looking forward to that. Going to jump in the car, drive down I-75. I've already booked a room in Flint because I'm teaching Robert's Rules of Order and the State Constitution on Saturday, April 27th. We did the class in St. Ignace in February. We did it last Saturday in Grand Traverse County. Well, we're going to repeat it in Flint. So for those of you folks listening downstate, just go to our website, acconservatives.org. You'll see the post for the class I'm teaching Saturday, April 27th, 9:30 in the morning to 1:30 there at the Flint Public Library. We're going to be there teaching the Patriots downstate. For those of you listening in Lapeer, perhaps Macomb County, Oakland County area, even Livingston, Washtenaw, Flint is not that far away from you guys. And this is a great opportunity. This will be the last class I'm teaching before the August 6th primary. Going to be a little busy putting up signs and knocking on doors and talking to people here in Antrim County about Vicky's race for Antrim County Clerk. So this is the last opportunity you guys have to come and learn the class. It will be in Flint. Again, just go to the website, acconservatives.org. The post is right at the top now. It's got the map. It shows you exactly the address where it's going to be. You donate $49. We'll know that's for the class. We'll put you on the spreadsheet, and that email that you get for your $49 donation is basically your receipt, acknowledgement that you're registered and able to attend the class. That is basically your ticket. So, going to be busy. Not going to have a day break between now and August 6th. We are pre-tripped. Everything, all systems are a go. The belts are tight. The fluids are good. All of the temperature gauges are running just fine. The air brakes are blown off. And we are going to hit the road, baby. This is going to be nonstop until August 6th. And every step of the way, you guys will be part of it. And we're absolutely excited that you guys are going to step up. Join us. Run for office. May 7th, don't forget that, is the deadline to file for precinct delegate. We need all of you to run for precinct delegates and be part of your county parties this year. You'll be on the ballot with us. So we're looking forward to it. Going to shift gears and talk about the two special elections they had in Warren and Westland yesterday. We'll get to that last half hour in today's show. We'll be right back.